Recorder is on, sir.
Good evening, everybody. This is Trustee Fleshman. Ari Alex is at another meeting representing the township. As vice chairman, I'm going to start the meeting off. I'd like to welcome everyone to Franklin Township Board of Trustees by regular bi-weekly meeting, November 12th. It is now 6:30. We'll open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come together and do our business openly and honestly. We ask that you be with us and be with this meeting, for it's in Jesus' name, amen. Pledge allegiance, Ralph, would you lead us in the Pledge Allegiance?
Yes. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Trustee Horn. Ms. Watkins, can I have a roll call, please?
Yes, John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And Ari is excused. Thank you.
Motion to approve the following meeting minutes. We have Resolution 2020-216. Resolution.
There's no meeting minutes listed.
Is there any meeting minutes? Following meeting minutes? Mine doesn't have a list of them.
They're not listed for some reason.
Okay. So, Robin, can I turn this over to you if you're prepared to read off the...
Mary, what would you like to do?
I do not have them. I don't have the list. I don't know who has the list. Must be possibly Mark.
I mean, I have the three that Mary has approved and the board has reviewed. I have those three, if you're comfortable.
If we would be able to read those off and we could pass the ones that the board has reviewed.
Mm-hmm. There is
At least we'll get them approved and be able to get them up.
Okay. Mary, would you like me to read those three dates?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
We have a meeting minutes from a special meeting on October the 2nd. We have a regular meeting from October the 8th. And we had a special emergency meeting on October the 9th. Those have all been reviewed by the fiscal officer and the Board of Trustees.
Will you make what is the resolution number, and I'll make a motion?
It would just be a motion, sir.
I'm sorry?
It's typically just a motion. The board just...
We don't need a number for the motion.
No.
So I make a motion to accept these minutes. Is there any questions in regards to? Hearing none, I ask that you call the roll.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Ari is excused.
I'm going to make a comment on... I had and the other trustees had... received emails in regards to some of the meeting minutes that have not been up. I think we're back. I think it was 15 of them. We have been so inundated that we are working hard to get all of them caught back up with all the stuff that the state auditor and everybody that's in, there's only so much time in a day to get those. So we will have those up, and by all means, if you ever have the question about them, feel free to reach out to us, and we would get back to you. With that being
Vice Chair, this is Mary.
Yes.
Can I speak?
Yes.
We also have, we're getting some assistance this week to catch up on these with the person that's in the administrative office.
Okay.
So I think we're pretty far along. I think she's got a few left.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We should have them approved and done by next meeting, and we will get them up as soon as we can then.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're moving on to old business. Resolution, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's me, fiscal office. I have these. I have resolution 2020-216, authorizing the transfer of funds necessary to subsidize road operations for 2020. This is requesting authorization to transfer funds from General Fund 1000 to Road and Bridge for $25,000, and General Fund Permissive Motor Vehicle Tax 2231, $15,000. Would you like an explanation?
Sure, go ahead.
It's basically that these are just movements of monies just to get them in the right account. There's no real change in anything. It's just moving them from one fund to another to get them correct.
Okay. Is there any others?
That's it. Just those two.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. Robin, will you call the roll?
We need a second, sir.
Oh, I apologize. If there's no further questions, may I have a second?
Yes.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Okay, second resolution, 2020-217. This is the resolution for bills and payroll. Hold on a second, I have to get that one out here. Okay. It resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the accounts payables in the amount of $197,898.09 and payroll fees on 10/30/2020 in the amount of $163,195.11 and payroll paid on 11/13/2020 in the amount of $168,763.86 for a total of $529,857.06 from the check number 64635 to 64838 and electronic vouchers from number 570 to 610-2020.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, may I have a second?
Cycle.
John?
Will you call the question?
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next resolution is 2020-218, a resolution regarding supplemental appropriations. Be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1. Fiscal officer is hereby authorized to move appropriations as presented below. For local coronavirus relief, 2905, general government, other administration, other expenses, current is $1,000, decreasing this by $19 for an appropriation of $981 under public safety, police protection salaries. Current appropriation is $250,000, no change. Fire protection salaries, $527,206, no change. And highways salaries, which would be our road department, 8039. Its current appropriation increase would be $29, which with revised appropriations are $8,068. Capital outlay, $421,304, a decrease of $10. Revised appropriations, $421,294, which comes to $1,207,549 as current and revised. And if I may comment, that really is just, we're really only moving $10. It just has to be written in that way. And the reason we did that, we were moving them so that we could get them in accounts that were acceptable to the CARES grant so we could use that final $10 instead of sending it back.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
If we can call the roll, please.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Mary?
I could briefly just explain a summary of the grant expenditures by department.
Sure.
It will come out to the same amount of dollars that I just gave you, $1,207,549. And these are grouped in when we had to report them. The very first report was on September 30th. This goes into a portal for the county, and actually the state, CARES fund portal. So under road department, well, let's see, the first one, which was on September 30th, we only had $771 in administration. And that was hospital disinfectant, hand sanitizer, air cleaner, and face coverings. In the second batch, which was the last one, we had in road department a total, we had a backhoe for $83,006. We had wages of $8,067 for a total of $91,073 for road department. And this was expended between October 1st to November 20th. Police department equipment, laptops for the police car, $66,435. Four police car, $134,524. And equipment to go in those cars is encumbered for $49,478. That has not been spent yet, but it is set aside. For cooling neck gaiters, which are like the face masks, $399. In wages for the police, we had COVID leave amount of $2,534. First responder wages from March 1st forward, $247,466. The total for the police department was $451,358, with $49,478 encumbered. In other words, not spent, but planned to be spent. Fire department, wages, COVID-19 leave, $12,336. First responder wages from March 1 forward, $514,870. Total for the fire department, $527,206.
Okay.
For administration, we had $2,080. $582 for a total of $2,662. I did miss for up in the road department, encumbrance is an also $85,000 for a Ford F-550 dump truck.
Okay. Can you give us any quick update on where we are with Jeff's work as far as how are we coming along progress-wise, and what do you think, how much more do we got to go?
We have a long ways to go. We've come a long ways. We've been working quite a lot with the department heads on the remaining year balance and also for the next year's appropriations, budget and information. And
sure.
We hope to present that to the board around December 8th, if we can get a special meeting for that. And we would like to, so you have about 10 days, and then hopefully have a meeting where we can approve the budget we're looking at the 17th of December.
Okay.
So other things that we're working on, he has really not been able to get to the bank account part, but he's planning on doing that next week, and he's done quite a bit, but he hasn't got that finished, and we were trying to get as much as we could get done by the end of the month per the auditor of state request.
Okay. I want to add something in here if I can. I know you and I talked a little bit about, and I haven't had it, obviously we haven't talked to the other trustees. I don't know, well, are you not, it's not on, but we need to come up with a better system of being able to get things signed in a timely manner, especially for POs, for different departments. And one of the things that you and I talked about that I would like to see if we could go is to DocuSign, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, to where we could actually log on, view it, and then electronic signature since we are in this COVID age. I don't know if Mr. Horn has anything to say on that.
Well, I've got some thoughts on it, but I think that we probably need to do something. As it is right now, depending on, you know, the trustees' schedules and everything, as it is right now, we're almost, you know, it's almost a have-to case. We're coming in 3 days a week for signatures right now on documents and everything. And I appreciate that because it really keeps us up to date and everything. The problem is that, as I said, I think we need to figure out some other solution for it, such as requiring, you know, maybe two trustees to come in or this, that, and the other. Because if people has other appointments and this, that, and the other, coming in to sign, you know, to sign documents or something like that, kind of takes away from their productivity, if you will, maybe doing something they need to do on their own time or something else they could be doing from before the township or something. So I think we need to do a little thought on that and coming up with a better system than saying, hey, you got to be here 3 days a week, you know, to sign documents.
Yeah, and, Mr. Horn.
And, you know, and basically, in a lot of cases, just sign the documents is all we'll have to do on that given day.
Yeah, Mr. Horn, the way that this
we need to work on having a better system.
Yeah, Mr. Horn, the way that this would work is we would just view them online and then drop our signature down if approval, and it gives us time to review everything we want to review, and then when you're satisfied, we would sign it. So it's the same
stuff. We can come up with that. John, it might take some time to do that, to get that into place. My thoughts are on right now, we need to stick, you know, keep ourselves to the grindstone, so to speak, and try to get, you know, some of this stuff cleared out. I mean, we're spending money, you know, on extra help and it's running. And I think I've even heard the comment, if you remember, the one resident that sent in the request wanting to know about how come we don't have minutes posted and things like that. He was kind of pretty much upset, and so was I, that, you know, the amount of money we're spending on physical office type things, and he was concerned about that, and I mentioned to him I was concerned about it too. We are spending a lot of money.
I know, and I'm going to get moving with the meeting, Mr. Horn, here in a second. But
that's fine. But yeah, I've got interest in trying to do that. Problem is that I wanted to point out to you is just it may take some time to get that online signature thing in place. I'm not sure what's involved in it, really. So that's all I've got to say right now.
Sure. Well, and I think that we need to, Mark, I think we need to take a day, get that up, because it's almost like, for instance, if you have rips in your sails, you're not going to go anywhere any quicker. And you guys are in the middle of the ocean, and you're not moving very fast because of what you're so bogged down with what we've got. To take and stop and be able to set this up to we can do the DocuSign is only going to add more time, so it's going to sew up a few of the holes in your sails so that you can apply more time where it needs to be versus this slowing us down. So with that being said, is there anything else from Ms. Reinhart's office?
Well, I just wanted to mention regarding this, what we would have to do in addition to what we're already doing is we'd have to be scanning all of the documents and then placing the signature places on there. It's going to be more time consuming for us it'll be less time consuming for you, but it's definitely going to put a lot of time added to our job.
So is there a way that it's, when it's generated electronically, that you wouldn't have to print it, then scan it, and then do it, put it back into the computer? Is there a way that it's basically like a copy paste over, and then you're not scanning anything, and then you're basically then sending it?
You, what you have to do is sign on the actual document. It has to be scanned. You have to see it. It's a place. It's in there are places, and you have people noted for each spot to sign. I mean, I really want to do this. I'm just not sure with our, we have this deadline for November. We've got only one meeting scheduled for next month, and then we're going to be at the first of the year. I'm the one who mentioned it originally.
Right.
So I mean,
that's my point. We don't know, John, what I was trying to say. We don't exactly know how much time this is, and the money that we're spending now, I think needs to be directed directly to what we're doing now. Well, we got to get this mess straightened up, and
absolutely,
we've got to get this cost down as soon as we possibly can.
I understand that.
I think I would suggest, I don't want to take any time away from that.
Matter of fact, that gentleman that sent that email in was grousing about how much money we're spending in the physical office and things like that, and wanting to know how come that we couldn't get the doggone minutes posted and up online and everything. He was concerned about the amount of money, and he made it so, if you remember the email he sent.
Yeah,
how much money we're spending on physical and partial work.
Yeah, and so, I made a phone call to that person. And
okay.
So what we're going to do Mary, do you have anything else to say? Do you have anything else to add, Mary?
I have a suggestion that we develop a schedule, perhaps a rotating one or sign up type of schedule where only two have to come in, so that you wouldn't have to come in every day, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I think that would be helpful for the time being.
We can work that out. I'm trying to look at any way that we can give you more time, and that's why I figured if the DocuSign would have gave you more time. But we can look at that later. So now we're moving on. New business, Police Department Chief Smith, you're up. Chief Smith, on mute. Okay, let's see, if Chief Smith's not there, we'll come back to him. We'll go to Chief Welch, Fire Department. Chief Welch? Going once? Twice?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Hello.
Okay.
Go ahead, Byron.
Byron, are you on?
Yeah, I am. I had to have Mark unmute me, apparently.
Okay, so go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah,
yeah.
I can.
All right, awesome. Good afternoon, everybody. Hopefully everybody's doing well. I just have a couple things. I need a resolution number to accept the resolution or the resignation of one of our part-time officers, Curtis Bose. I forwarded that resignation letter to Robin for her files. He really didn't give a reason to resign. Basically, I think he felt as he wasn't kind of cut out to do this, so he just wanted to leave. He was still in training, so not a huge monetary loss.
Okay.
Still sorry to see him go, but yeah, if the board's okay with that, I need a resolution number.
It would be a motion, sir.
Okay, a motion.
So we have a motion on the floor. If there is a second.
Is that, so that's for his resignation?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'd second it.
Robin, if you would call the roll.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
And then for the record, that was Chris, is it Bose?
Curtis.
Curtis Bose.
Curtis Bose, okay.
Bose.
Okay. Next, we have one of our newest full-time officer, Jeff Menthouse, had a medical issue, which is going to require him to be off for probably 2 to 4 weeks with an appendix issue. He is our newest officer, so he doesn't have a lot of sick time. So I would like a resolution number from the board for me to donate up to 80 hours of my own sick time over to cover his salary. And then we will revisit this in 2 weeks when he goes back to the doctor. My hope is that he'll be able to come back light duty.
Okay. Is there a resolution number?
It's 2020-221.
Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'm asking for a second. Yeah, second.
Robin, if you call the question.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. The next thing I would like to propose to the board is, as you guys know, we have a levy coming up. I would personally like to look at putting this on in the primary election next year, which is going to be May. I heard Mary ask about a special meeting in December. Perhaps we could piggyback on that, and I can give maybe 20 minutes of the board's time to just kind of go over ideas and to get feedback and whatnot.
And this is what we're looking at, our renewals coming up, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you would get with Mark on that, and Mark will address the board, and we will get the time then.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you. Is that all, Chief?
That's all I have. I believe Deputy Carter may have some information or staff.
Okay. Deputy Carter, are you on?
Yes. Good evening. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So I have criminal stats for the last 2 weeks, if you guys are wanting to hear those.
Sure, please.
All right. For last 2 weeks, from October 29th to November 11th, we had 443 calls of service. We made 38 reports, and we had 7 arrests. And out of those calls of service, we had 12 drug-related calls. On October 29th, we had it on Frank Road, Harrisburg Pike on October 29th, which was an OD. Nationwide Boulevard on October 30th, also an OD. November 1st, West Broad Street on an OD. Simmel Road, November 11th, on an OD. Lincoln Park on November 6th, which was also an OD. We had 62 in Hopkins. That sounds like it was out of a traffic stop. On November 6th, had one on Brown Road, November 8th, and so we also, since Franklin Township also covers the Jackson Pike Jail facility, I included those in here because they just showed up on my report, so we have 4 drug-related incidences at the Jackson Pike facility on different dates.
I was just going to mention, it sounds like we are way up on ODs.
Yeah, for the last 2 weeks, and I didn't go any further, just because I nailed down my own schedule, trying to get to meetings and virtual web and everything else. If I would have went back a month, I think it would have almost doubled as well.
Is there a reason for this?
Just and I hate to call it this way, but all drugs are bad, but there's been quite a bit of upswing in fentanyl-related drugs that have caused these ODs. And if I remember right, during the month period, I believe the coroner's office actually had put out alerts about having a bad case of fentanyl coming through.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else, sir?
I have a few.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
We had seven burglaries and B&Es. Sherwood Forest, November 8th. Haig Avenue, we had two of those, both on, they were neighbors, on November 8th. Moore Avenue, November 11th. Wilson Road, November 7th. Leesburg Court, I believe that was east, November 3rd. Rosemont on November 7th. We had five stolen vehicles, November 9th on Marsdale. November 9th on Knob Hill, Harrisburg Pike, November 10th, Laurel, November 11th, and Hopkins Avenue on November 1st. We had one recovered stolen vehicle, November 2nd. Six weapon-related runs. Brandsburg, November 5th. Jackson and Brown, which I think I was just like shots fired in the area. Crenshire, November 7th. King Edward Court, November 10th. And West Broad Street, October 30th. We had two robberies. One on Eakin Road, November 2nd. One on West Broad, November 6th. And out of that, it was that last two-week period, we also had 16 thefts. I want to mention a couple things, and it's been about a month since I've been here, but I've got a house on Harrisburg Pike that we had a lot of drug complaints. We had SWAT do a raid, and we took a total of seven people to jail out of that house, including drug trafficking. We also have a lot of activity that is still going on and money back. We're hoping to have some results out of there in the next few weeks. Everything is kind of ongoing. And I'm also going to mention real quick, and I'll get off of here, we are starting to come into the cooler season. Just want to remind folks to make sure you guys lock your cars and keep things, valuables out of sight, out of mind, so it will slow down car thefts. Don't leave your car running with your keys in it, type thing. Make sure you lock it up in all valuables out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. It's been warmer so far this season, so I pay attention. Even last year, if anyone can remember, I don't know why, it just sticks in my memory. Our first snow date was 2.8 inch, well, it was almost 3 inches. It was on November 11th of last year, so we were already cooler at this time, and we have a late Indian summer. So I noticed last year we had a lot of stolen vehicles as it was getting colder, where people let it warm up. And this morning was probably one of the first mornings that you actually had to scrape your windows.
Yes, so just make sure you keep things out of sight, out of mind, and don't leave your cars running, or at least not unattended.
Okay.
So we'll keep our thefts down.
Thank you, Deputy Carter.
Yeah, just one
quick question before you leave. Just for clarification, those stats that you just gave everyone, that was for a two-week period. That is what you said, right?
Correct. From October 29th to November 11th.
Okay. Well, that just gives everybody some idea of what our monthly runs how serious that crime and drugs and everything are in our township. not just our township, it's everywhere. And because, you know, all the talk and everything is, you know, for the, you know, for COVID-19, but, you know, there's one thing for sure, our drug problem is growing expeditiously, and I can't see it doing anything but getting bigger, really. So, thank you very much. That was a real great report there, by the way. Thank you. Look forward to meeting you. I haven't met you yet.
Okay, we're moving on to the, if there's no other questions, we're moving on to the Fire Department Chief Welch.
Yes, sir. I don't have much for this meeting. I'd just like to reach out and thank all the Franklin Township residents for voting for our levy for another 5 years, and we'll do the best we got with the funds we're given.
Yes, I think that was great. We had a good turnout.
Yeah.
Looking at the stats that we've seen, you know, yeses versus no, it's almost like a great card, and we will try to do better where we can, and we'd love to hear what other people expect from us, and I'd like to see a better communication that we're able to do that.
Absolutely. Now that COVID numbers are going through the roof, we've stepped up our COVID precautions within the fire department. You know, I urge everybody else to do the same. It's, everybody's getting it, and it's worse now than it has been the whole entire time COVID's been around. So everybody be careful and wash your hands.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We're going to move on to the road department. Jim Stevens, you didn't have any salt put down on November 11th.
Hey, before Jim jumps, I'm sorry, I just wanted to let you know Ari just was able to...
Sure. Sure, I saw him on. Is Mr. Stevens on? I don't. Mr. Stevens, if he's muted. I don't recognize some of the numbers, so we can come back to him if he comes on, or if you can hear us, we'll get you back on. I see that Mr. Alex is on. Do you have anything for us, sir, and report?
Yeah, well, first, John, I just want to thank you for covering. Only thing I want to report on is I was just at the Franklin County Township Association meeting where they had the legislative update about both federal and state legislative stuff, particularly around lame duck session that is happening. And I think that this is important to us because federally there may be additional coronavirus relief for state and local governments that they're trying to negotiate in Congress. And then a representative from Congressman Stiver's office was on and notified us that they've called a couple of extra session dates in the U.S. House of Representatives to try to figure out some last-minute negotiations. So they're hopeful that there's some package that will be passed before the end of the year. At the State House side, they let us know. We had State Senator Stephanie Coonsey, State Senator Andrew Brenner, State Representative Kristen Boggs, State Representative Laura Lanise on. They were talking about lame duck as well. At the state level, they think that they're going to try to pass a couple of things that the Ohio Township Association has recommended, including extending the virtual meeting ability, because that technically expires at the end of the year. And they want to make sure that local governments like ourselves and others can continue doing virtual meetings, because we know the pandemic is still out there. They're also looking at the budget in 2021 and how that may impact us. They also may be redistributing some additional CARES Act funding that the state still has, which may be beneficial to us and our operations as well. But they should be getting some updates out to us on that. But it was great to be able to represent Franklin Township there and help coordinate that with the Franklin County Township Association. So that's all I have.
Well, thank you, sir, and I'm glad that you were able to represent us in that area. I couldn't think of a better person. Moving on to myself, I know I've talked sewer. I think my own, on my street, on Lowell Drive, I noticed that we've got one resident already done, and there's three more, and I believe they left Lowell Drive as the last to finish up. So the three in our neighborhood, I think, is the last, and then that should be completed. I did see the one down from me. It looks like they've done a great job, and you really couldn't tell that they were even there. With that being said, I'm moving on to Mr. Horn.
I don't have anything new other than they're talking about Jim Stevens. I had a pretty good little meeting with him the other day, and I kind of updating a few things. One thing that Jim has had, also so the residents know, is he's had some problems with the COVID thing. He's had to send his guys home, not all together, but one here and one there, because he has had some problems with the COVID exposure to those guys. And of course, I think everybody knows, but now you got to get everybody checked out before they can come back to work. So
yeah, they are front line.
He says he just wanted to pass the information on that. You know, they started, I guess, pretty big now on the leave collection and things like that. And he has had some trouble with having enough people. So if there's anything that's left undone, he told me, if I talk to anyone, to just apologize to them. We have been short of help. So that's about the only thing new that I have there, Mr. Flashman.
Okay. I'd like to circle back to the road department, Jim Stevens. He's not on. But we do have a resolution to pipe storm sewer ditch near Richter Road. So we need a resolution, if we could. If Robin, if we could... have a number for that?
It's 2020-222.
If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that. Yes, I'll second that.
And I call the question.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a resolution to allow for closed bids for the 2006 Ford F-550. This is one of our older fleets, dump truck, or we salt truck, dump truck, plow, call it what you want. If I could have a resolution for that.
It's 2020-223.
If there...
Is he there? Everybody's gone. My phone's gone.
Well, mine went down too.
Yeah, we're like gone. My call is over.
Oh, so is mine. I thought it was...
So if you would call the question?
We already have.
Okay, so the next one was the 2006 Ford 550, and we were asking for a resolution, and we've already had a second. We were asking to call the question.
Okay, I don't have a second on my recorder, sir.
Okay, so if there's someone, would give me a second?
I'll second it.
Call the question, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And I thought we were close to being done, but there's another page.
Vice Chair, this is Mary. May I make a comment regarding the resolution that you just, is that the road resolution?
To allow for the closed bids for the 2006 06 Ford F-550. It's I don't know how much you guys were you cut out or not or if you
yes,
didn't count.
We were cut out of that. When we got cut out, it was at when you were talking about the sewer ditch, Richter Road, and you were making a resolution, but it had no, he did not put in the value, so you made a resolution without any funds.
Well, actually what we're doing is we're allowing to accept bids, meaning that people were going to put it out there and people was going to do a sealed bid.
For the road project, the storm sewer ditch?
No. That
one I know.
Was
for the dump truck, Mary.
For the dump truck. For the resolution to... pipe storm sewer ditch near Richter Road. Is Jim, is Mr. Stevens, is there a cost on that?
That is something I talked with Administrator Potts about that this morning, and the only cost that we're going to have, the homeowner is being directed by the county engineers. They have to purchase all of the pipe to put into the open ditch. What we have to do is install it, which means we're going to have to get some purchased gravel to bed the pipe and then dirt to fill the ditch in. And I was talking with Administrator Potts this morning. It's going to be every bit of a couple thousand dollars for everything that we have to do, because we're going to have to rent the mini hoe again, the mini track hoe, in order to do this project.
So do we want to put not to exceed $3,000?
That I would venture to say that would probably be well within.
Okay, so let me redo this, if I may, please. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Ohio, that the board enters into resolution number, you got that number, Robin?
Are we amending 2020-222? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We're amending 2020-222.
To not exceed $3,000.
I'll second that.
And if you call the question?
Mm-hmm. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Statistical Department. Let me stop right there a minute, please. Mr. Stevens, you wasn't on. We went through this. We've already talked to you. We know you're behind with everything. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
And I apologize to everybody. I was having trouble getting signed on, actually. You had quite a few mishaps happen while I was going. So, did you explain that this was one of the properties that we had recently sold? And one of the stipulations when we sell a property is that they have to build a house on it.
Correct.
So they're sticking within the guidelines that we proposed to anybody purchasing any of our empty lots, the house there on Richter Road. Other than that, I know that I had spoken with Administrator Potts. I have a question about, we normally, if it's okay, Mark, if I can bring up Valley View, is that fine?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, it's normally what we do is every year we do Valley View's leaf collection. With everything that's kind of going on at this time right now, I need some kind of direction on whether or not we're doing that this year. And if so, I need to kind of know, because that impacts us quite heavily. And we've still got quite a bit of leaves and a lot more to come down within our own township. So I just kind of need to know whether or not that is something the board is wishing for us to do this year. Every year, the board tells me yes or no whether or not we're going to do them. I just need some kind of a direction.
So my
Vice Chairman,
I know that they are looking to redefine their lines. So if they have done so, we would have no statutory reason to be in there to do that. I think that's something maybe if Mr. Potts would reach out to the mayor and see if they've already made other concessions.
They've not done that yet. That's, they passed a resolution, but it's not formally, they've not formally conformed their boundaries because of a legal question to the county commissioner's office.
So have you reached out to the mayor to see if they even want us to pick up their lease?
Vice Chairman?
Yes.
And this is just for information. Valley View has not, because we have a kind of a verbal agreement with Valley View on the charge for the leaf pickup, and they have not paid for the leaf pickup of 2019, sir.
Okay, so with that news being brought to light, I would ask the board that we allow Administrator Potts to reach out to Valley View, see what they want to do, and remind them that we have an outstanding balance from previous year.
I would agree with that.
Prior to us doing anything else.
I I know Administrator Fox has been doing his due diligence to try to get some kind of direction on this, and I think it's kind of held up out of his hands, and that was one of the reasons I just wanted to kind of bring it up to the board to get their opinion on it.
So, Jim, we would, if Mark would get with, at least attempt to see if they call us back, make it, reach out to them, and at this point, Jim, I would just take it and do what you're normally do until we hear back from them, and then and or we receive payment from 2019.
Okay, well, we will stick to our own at this
correct.
Time.
At this point in time, the board saying we would stick to our residents, and we will wait to hear from Administrator Potts if he has heard anything and if we have been made whole in 2019's expenses.
Okay.
Vice Chair, could you make a motion on this, please?
Yes.
I want to make a statement before we vote on anything. What my suggestion would be is to review all the calls that we've been charging Valley View, and I know we've really been giving them good pricing and everything on everything we do, Mr. Stevens. Before we do anything for that village right now, number one, I want that 2019 bill paid. And number two, I would like with the agreement with the other trustees to reevaluate the costs that we're charging those folks up there. And maybe take a look at giving them an increase. Now, they have been totally adverse to doing anything for us, such as voting for police or fire department levies and things like that. In fact, they come out against us and had our other fire levy shut down, them and some other people. So my thing is on this, from now on, if they're going to play the game of not helping us on anything, then I think we should charge them a fair rate or what is fair to cover our costs. We have been, on occasion, and I know this to be a fact, on occasion of running through their sending our equipment to clean out a few alleys for them and this, that, and the other. My thought on that is 100%. That's going to cease. We should not be paying for other people's, expenses and everything. And they fight us on everything. And they also ask for all these favors. Would you do this? Would you do that? Well, we have to pay for what we get done. So I think we have to draw the line on that and have a discussion before we agree to do any other work up there. And when this came up, or when we started talking about this, I planned on saying something about it anyway. Frankly, they're not in my best favor right now, and I think they need to look at paying a fair price, or at least pay our road department enough to cover our costs on these services that they want from us. So before we talk about that or vote on anything, I want our trustees to take this into consideration. So that's so, all I've got on that.
So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion that we allow Mark Potts, our administrator, to reach out to Valley View to inquire in the 2019 outstanding payment prior to us moving forward with 2020 leaf pickup. If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
And if you call the question?
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Okay. I'm going to vote yes, and under one condition, that Mr. Stevens and Mark can get with them and tell them that there will be a increase for this year's leaf removal and maybe take a look at something in the 15 to 20% pay increase there, Mr. Stevens. I know that we've done a lot of things for them that we haven't charged before, and I want it to cease. So I will vote yes if the other trustees will agree to what I just said.
So the resolution wasn't stated as such. Mr. Horn, what we're trying to do first is be able to reach out, get payment.
I understand that, but I want to make sure that before we make any offer to do it,
absolutely,
that they know there will be a pay increase.
Well, then we would come back and then we would talk about what that cost is going to be.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that they're aware.
We're not authorizing to do the work. We're authorizing to be able to seek payment for 2019.
I understand that.
So your vote.
Before we make any commitment, though, even if we got to do another resolution down the road,
we will have to.
Before any discussion is made, so Jim Stevens and Mark are very clear that we want a pay increase going forward. I don't want to discuss, hey, yes, we'll go ahead and do it without missing the pay increase.
We're not going to add this to this motion at this time.
Okay.
We will come back to that.
Just old Jim and Mark are clear, don't mention pay until they say, yay, we want it or not. And then Jim, you know, they can figure out their pay. I don't want any misconception on this.
So the question on
getting the pay, yeah, I would definitely vote yes on that, yeah.
So so recapping on the question on the floor, your vote is a yes, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on, fiscal department.
First item was purchase orders. I was going to mention the DocuSign and actually say I didn't think we could really get that up and running right now, just with the timeline that we have this pressure to get things done by the end of November per the auditor. But I do want to thank the department directors for how they are really trying hard to follow our new purchase order system, where they provide a requisition and get the purchase order before they go buy anything. That is the way it's supposed to work in townships, and they're doing a great job, and I really appreciate it. The second item is public records guidelines. One of the responsibilities of the fiscal officer is to take care of the public records. And record retention is one of those, and public records request is another area. And I put together some policies and information on that to send it to the attorney for approval. And I want to get the policy done hopefully this month. It also includes across all departments. So it's not something that's just going to happen overnight because we're all busy, but at least we'll get the process started. And the third thing is health reimbursement account. That's on hold at the moment. It's under legal advice. And the health life insurance renewal is in process, but is also on hold for a moment as we look at the health reimbursement accounts as well. I have two to add, just very brief, and these are good news. BWC is going to give us another refund, which is, I think, the fourth this year for 2019. I don't know how much yet, but I believe it's because the stock market has been doing so well that their investments in the stock market, where they hold their reserves, has produced enough that we're doing quite well, and they're doing quite well, so they can refund the money. And then the next one is that we also may be having some more coronavirus funds coming on November 25th. On the 20th of November is when everyone has to turn in all of their fund information as to what they have encumbered, in other words, have either spent or need or plan to spend, and then what they can't spend, they have to turn in. So they're reporting what monies they didn't spend on the 20th. And within 5 days, that's the plan, they government will be, as the county and state government, they will be reimbursing back to the same people who got the funds before in some type of a formula with the funds that get returned. So that's okay. Exciting. We still have other items that we did not have enough funds for, so that would be nice if that can happen.
So what I would like to do is to bring Chairman Alex back in on a topic that we were talking about. Mr. Chairman, we were talking when you weren't on here in regards to looking into, and you may already do this, a DocuSign type of application, if there is a way to do it to help Mary speed up where she doesn't have to print it, then scan it, then send it to us. But we talked about looking at that going down the road so that it would be, one, it's easier on us, but I'm more concerned about being able to get more minutes, more time in a day that we can get caught up on other things.
Yeah, I mean, if we had some electronic availability to sign stuff, it would definitely speed things up. I know when we're selling properties and Laura Esterline, our realtor, sends over stuff, like I'm able to sign it in 2 seconds on my phone, which is a great quick thing. But I know that's a legally binding document, so we should be able to come up with some system like that here. I can't imagine other townships are having, or other local governments in general are having, you know, folks coming in multiple times a week to sign stuff. So I think there's probably definitely a solution we can come up with that would help the fiscal office and save time for everyone.
So the biggest thing that we have to do is, I don't know if we do it through UAN or etc. Currently, you know, the documents that we would be signing, Mary would have to stop, scan every one of those, send them out, and that's going to slow her procedures down. So looking forward, if you hear of anything or, you know, brainstorm how we would be able to possibly get this started, we need to look at that going down the road so that it would be quicker. It's quicker for the staff that needs POs signed, and then print it. We can sign it, boom, boom. They don't have to run around trying to get signatures.
Let me follow up with the Ohio Township Association, because, you know, there's 1,000 townships here. My guess is someone's figured it out. No need for us to reinvent the wheel.
There's got to be a way. Like you said, you know, there's no sense in redoing the wheel. But my biggest concern is the fiscal department not making any burden on them. So we're moving on, Mr. Potts.
Yes, I've got two things on. One is I sent over language earlier, a resolution to increase the internet capacity for the two township facilities. I sent over the information regarding what the yearly cost increase would be. So for the Frank Road facilities to go up to a higher internet speed, it'd be about $1,199.88 per year. And for the Sullivan Avenue facility, it'd be about $1,212.36 extra a year. So
$100 a month, basically.
So pretty much $100 a month for each one of the facilities. As we know, we've had some issues since people are using the internet more. The body cams that are used by the police department are taking a lot of the download and upload capabilities of the system. So when they're doing that, it's slowing everyone down. So I've sent over the document, I believe, from Spectrum, and I was asking if we were okay with doing this. If they've got got an electronic signature. I can get on and electronically sign on behalf of the township to do this.
Okay. Are we going to need? Did we already pass a resolution on that?
I don't know that the resolution. I brought it up, but I didn't have anything to present at the time.
Okay.
We've received that, so I sent over to everyone earlier, kind of sample internet resolution language.
Vice Chair.
Yes, Mayor, go ahead.
We need to start following the guidelines and we have to have two signatures of trustees on agreements.
Okay, so we can do that.
So I'll have to check to see how we can do that. I will see if the gentleman from Spectrum can send over something that will allow for two signatures. I think the document they have is only
battery out. Okay. You got to go tomorrow.
So I will let you know.
Mark, I just have a quick question here. I know that I think that the rules say that if there is a resolution standing that has been voted on by the trustees, that you know the chair has the ability to sign that, because essentially that resolution is, by passing that resolution, that is the enforcement mechanism, and that the signature it's just confirming that. So I think I don't think you need to go out and change anything. I think we just need to pass a resolution and we can sign it, just like we've done every other contract and every other township has done for decades in the past.
Yeah, so you have a copy of that. You could sign on behalf of the township. That's one.
That's
of
right.
That
yeah, I think we just need to pass a resolution.
Okay.
So I'm asking for a resolution. The next number, please.
Okay, Vice Chair. At the meeting that we had in October, the board passed a resolution 2020-212 to allow POTS to basically to research the increase of internet capacity at a cost not to exceed $120 per month per location.
We're good then.
Yeah, so basically you told him he could research it as long as it didn't exceed 120. So is this resolution basically... what's the difference in the two, I guess, is what I'm asking.
So I believe that with that resolution, we fall within the additional cost. There's nothing more that we would need to do than Mark, you, and Chairman sign the agreement.
I'll send it over to the Chairman, and he can sign it if you believe that suffices for the prior resolution.
Okay. What else do you have for us?
The only other thing was and I sent this over a while back. Let me see if I'm pulling up the CODA. Our CODA is doing what's called an East-West Corridor, and they are putting together kind of a board, I guess you would say, from all the areas that are covered in this. And they're looking for a representative from Franklin Township.
I had a recommendation from our president that I would be a good candidate for that. I'm not sure what they are looking for. Is a contact just to let us know what's going on? Is it something that we participate in? I did read that, and same as you said, but it was pretty vague.
I wouldn't want this job.
Well, I can tell you what. I can tell you what is involved.
Yeah.
Have I got the board out?
Yes, you do. I think we just if you are not on the board or anyone, if you could mute yourself so that we can hear the board speak.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can tell you exactly what that's all about, because I've dabbled around with it for about 3 years trying to get new bus route through here. So that's
fine. Are you pretty familiar with this, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Are you pretty familiar with this?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it.
Could you be the contact person for this?
I'd be happy to do that. I have enough information. It'd be a lot easier than putting a new person in there and learning their system all over again.
So I'll just let you know, there's two different committees that they're looking for a person from Franklin Township for each. One is called the Technical Advisory Committee that will consist of planning, traffic, and engineering staff from all municipal corporations. The group will focus on the technical components of the corridor planning and will meet up to 5 times between November 2020 and June 2021. And the other one's called a Project Advisory Committee, consists of representations from same municipal partners and include other key stakeholders such as Central Ohio Social Services, nonprofits, and business community. This group will meet up to 4 times between December 2020 and June 2021. Part of the role of that committee member will be to communicate with the entity that they are representing as well as their designated member on the PAC. So they said they would like to include a Franklin Township representative for each of these two groups.
Mr. Fleshman, if I may, I think it sounds like Ralph would be a good fit for the second one, and then maybe Jim Stevens probably for the first one, because it sounds like traffic flow and stuff like that.
Yeah, I concur, especially with the traffic and et cetera, and then he can report to the board.
Either that or maybe have on traffic, have a representative from our police department or something to that effect. Now, the planning part of it and everything, that's what I'm totally familiar with. Traffic control and all that kind of thing. We had, all my prior meetings, we had zero conversations at. What I was involved in was trying to establish new routes, and I was lobbying hard to get a new route reestablished on Frank Loach here. So that's what I know, but my suggestion would be on traffic control is to maybe get one of our law enforcement officers, be it, a lieutenant or chief or
We would check with Mr. Chief Smith to see how his department would like to handle that.
Correct. So that's what my recommendation would be, yeah.
So Mark, is that clear?
Not totally, because I think they're wanting two different names, so I can always contact this person and say that you're still trying to find out who's going to be on which committee.
Okay.
Who you want on both, or at least one of the two?
So here's what I'm hearing. If we have Ralph on the bus route, since he's very familiar with that, he's advocated for bus routes in the Frank Road corridor area, and I think he was successful at that years ago. Also, if we check with Mr. Stevens on any of the projects as far as the road department,
I'll be more than happy, sir, to sit in on anything y'all want me to do.
So we have two there, and then if we get with Byron Smith and check with how they would want to proceed, and if he wants to turn it down to one of the officers or the lieutenant or himself, and then he would have the names.
And if it takes myself and either Chief Smith or Lieutenant Ratliff, then it doesn't matter. We can both do it, maybe.
So we would have that. We can easily get that by Monday morning, I'm sure. If the department heads will get that together and get that to Mark by Monday, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now we're moving on to Mark. Is there any questions?
Now, one of the other things I wanted to bring up is we had sent over some language for the bid. For the truck, and I don't know if that got kind of mentioned, but I was wanting to make sure that there was a time frame in there when you were going to bid, leave the bids open, and I think all that language was put in what was sent over.
So I think that would be Mr. Stevens can address that.
Yeah.
Well, we know we've got today being the 12th, correct? Is today the 12th? Today's the 12th. The next meeting is on November 26th, is that correct? Or that's actually it's Thanksgiving.
Next meeting's on December 10th.
Hey, thanks.
How about if we just make it where the bids will close on December 9th, and then at the meeting, Administrator Potts can open them up and we can go from there and proceed.
And did you want to reserve on that, Jim?
Yeah. I think the board, I know the last time we put it on Gov Deals, we were doing good to get, you know, 10,000 out of it then. I mean, we can put a reserve around in that area right there. I think we need to. That way we don't just end up having an issue where somebody comes in and the highest bid's, you know, 1,500. That's not good. So, I mean, we can, do we need to disclose what that would be tonight, or can we just put it in the language that there will be a reserve that needs to be met?
Right. I don't think we need to put it in the language tonight, Jim. Would be my thought on it.
We would just basically say that we would put a reserve based upon value of vehicle.
Well,
okay. That'll work.
Okay. Just meant the mark, you know, near market value or something to that effect, and it wasn't, yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
I'll get with Administrator Potts and we'll get her all ironed out.
So, Mark, is there, Mark, anything else for us?
I don't see that there was any questions that came over on Facebook, but there was one. Robin Chaney, I believe, has asked to speak.
Okay. Robin, you have the floor. Remember, you have 3 minutes. We will let you complete your 3 minutes before we answer any questions to give fairness to you and your 3 minutes. You have the floor.
And everyone should be unmuted.
Okay. Now I'm unmuted.
Okay.
I just wanted to know where the no-knock stood, and also, you guys are aware of the concerts that was held at Westland Mall, where there was a lot of complaints about that. I don't know how many of you are on Nextdoor. But several people on Nextdoor said they contacted Franklin Township, that they emailed Mr. Potts, never got a response, or that they called Township and never got a response. The meeting that the zoning board had, there was no support per se from Franklin Township, except for one of the trustees who could hear the music at his house. This is something that people are very upset about and are very against them putting in a amphitheater. They sent someone to my house to check the sound volume. I did not appreciate one bit, just because I attended their zoning meeting and had to give my address. They sent someone over to measure the sound, which I didn't appreciate. I don't know if there's anybody on here tonight, but I did.
There is.
Okay.
There is.
Okay.
Your neighbor.
Okay, hold on just a second, George. I did post, like I said, I did post it on Nextdoor about our meeting tonight. But I'm sure the residents of Franklin Township would like support from the board about not letting this pass. Since Franklin Township owns the property, or owns the land, but Larry Rubens owns the mall.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. I want to correct something. Franklin Township does not own the land, nor have they ever owned the land. That is Larry Rubin owns the land. He owns Westland Mall. And so we are we don't have a dog in the fight. As you know, it didn't come to Franklin Township to be voted on. It didn't come to Franklin Township for appeals. It went to Franklin County. Now, I was on that, and I did share that I, too, could hear it from 3 miles away, and I, too, had someone show up standing out at my mailbox, walking in circles, trying to get a reading, and I went out and talked to him, and he could hear it just as plainly as I could. So what the appeals board did do, I think it was, help me out, was it 4-1? One person said no, the other granted them against the wishes of the staff as well as the their legal department not to do it. They granted a stay until November 8th, I believe, if I'm correct on that. Robin, is that correct? Ms. Cheney? I believe that after this, they do not have zoning still. They just had an extension to only go through November 8th. Now, with that being said, I think that we definitely need to go to necessary people and explain to them that we do not want to see this zoning changed to allow this. But that's kind of where we are. And is there anyone else that has a question?
No, but I have some information that you probably put up. Robin.
I have a question when he's done.
Okay, just 1 second, please.
Okay, am I
Yeah, Mr. Horn, you have the floor.
Okay, I happen to be on the board, that's the rural zoning board, which the townships and the villages and so forth in the county are, that's what controls the zoning in the rural areas, and Franklin Township would be considered that. So I sat on the board that, having said that, number one, the Rural Zoning Board has not met in several months now because of the COVID and other things, but there has been, we've also had, the last meeting we had was a virtual meeting just like we're having now. But we have not been called for any meeting. Okay. We haven't been called up for any meetings in several months. And if there is meetings called up, Matt Brown at the county zoning, county planning, is the gentleman that takes care of that, and we have not had any request for rural zoning or rural changes or anything, probably in about 4 to 5 months.
Okay, Ralph. Matt Brown was at that meeting. Yes, he was. He was on the board who was against giving them the extension or whatever, what they called it, if you can remember, John.
Basically, they gave him an extension on the appeal and granted them permission to operate as they were.
Okay. Well, that's what will happen. And if, in fact, Robin, that before any changes are made, there will be a zoning meeting on this. And I certainly don't see the rest of this year have only got, we definitely don't have one in November, I can tell you that. And I doubt seriously if we'll have a zoning meeting in December either. So I think you're going to be looking on into next year before that is actually comes to a legal meeting and a vote held by the Rural Zoning Board. I think that's going to be, I don't know if you can read the future here, it's definitely going to be in the next year before we even have another meeting on those. So
that meeting is not going to matter any way, shape, or form due to the fact that it'll go to the appeals and appeals will pass it again.
Well, that's a very good possibility, John.
That's exactly what happened here. So
yeah,
it basically got walked right through.
Yep.
Even though people shared their information, they had, yep, if I remember right, 24 speakers, and they couldn't figure out why it's being heard 3 miles away.
Right.
They said that they kept the sound down for the fact they didn't want people coming up to the front of the stage as a concert. This is supposed to be something that they are supposed to sit in their car and turn their radio to. I've been to churches that do that. And you roll your window down, you can't quite hear what they're saying, but you turn your radio on, you can.
Right.
So they've demonstrated that they cannot have this without trespassing the music 3 miles away.
Well, from my perspective, we don't have to talk a long time about this because I've been through all of it, including the county, Franklin County Stadium, when they closed it down, and we went through 2 years of noise, listening to noises and this, that, and the other, and it ended up being more than a 2-year battle to see if it were not going to be allowed to have the racetrack and that kind of thing over there. And finally, after 2.5 years of fighting, everybody just kind of withdrew and it went away, but it also went away with nothing going into county stadium. So, well, I guess what I'm trying to say, Robin, is this thing could end up being a pretty good battle, and you may not know the results of it for a bit. You know what I mean? But I'll inquire. I'll send an email to Matt Brown and inquire what the latest is on that.
I can send you the transcript from the meeting. The only person that lived in Franklin Township voted yes. All the other people lived in different townships on the other side of town where it had no effect. And I want to, the residents of Franklin Township are not happy. Especially the ones that live close. And
correct.
Yeah, I am a resident in Broadlawn, and I own a home here, and it is literally 4 days a week like living in an apartment complex, sharing a common wall, and someone having a stereo blaring Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if I was okay with that, I wouldn't have bought a house. This is not acceptable. And now they're talking about an amphitheater. No, no, no.
Hey, I met through one of them one time. I got involved in the one up in Worthington there, too. I forget what that. Okay, well, Robin, I'll get with Brown there and see what all was going on with it, and I'll get some information back, okay?
Okay, thanks, Brown.
Does anybody have a concern about, you know, wanting to sell your house and what this is going to do to property values?
Vice Chairman, who's speaking?
Sell this house now if I wanted to. I couldn't list it and have people coming here Thursday through Sunday hearing that.
Is that what they're
having
them now?
And all the commotion associated with that.
Is that what
they're having
them now?
And what that does is exacerbates every single issue that already is going on over here. Drugs,
you don't have to
violence,
me.
Traffic.
I already know.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll get on it. We'll get a little information back and see what's happening. Okay.
Okay, so for the record, who was that was speaking?
Well, it was Joy Clausen when Mr. Horn wasn't interrupting me.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Just a second. Gentlemen, hey, I've got to, Mr. Horn didn't interrupt anyone. Mr. Horn had the floor. He was responding to Robbins in 3 minutes. We gave extra time, and you got to speak without having the 3 minutes, so he was not interrupting you. Mark, is there any other questions?
Mike Blevins.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
I'm not going to take 3 minutes.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and apologize to the board. Because I didn't know we were playing speed meeting tonight. I didn't see it on the agenda, and I didn't get the note on it. So I have multiple questions. I need to ask Byron one question because it's important.
Okay.
Do we have enough police officers, Byron, when you have a man down for at least 2 weeks and we lost a part-time officer for all the shifts to be covered? We have a pandemic going on in the township with crime. When that sheriff's officer gave his report, many of those streets are very close here in the triangle, and we had a lady lose her life out on West Broad Street, and I understand that's not in Columbus, or that's in Columbus, but across the street is not. And so I would like for Byron to speak and give me an answer on if we're going to be able to cover all the shifts and everything.
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak.
We're going to be able to staff as well as we have. But to answer your question more specifically, I would need 5 to 10 more officers to effectively staff the streets with the rising trends in crime. But we're going to do the best we can with what we have. I don't know if that completely answers the question or not. I can try to be more specific if you need me to be.
Am I allowed to ask you one more thing, and that'll be it, just one thing?
Go ahead, sir.
Want to know, at any point in time, would you consider putting the lieutenant back out on the road?
Yeah, that's always an option to put even myself back on the road if
okay.
be.
I'm not saying we need that. You run the police station, or, you know, you run that, not me. I'm just saying everything I see, everything I read, we're in a battle. And I know you know that, sir. I didn't have to tell you that, but I did get fearful when you said a part-time quit, and then you lost a man for 2 weeks, and no one's asked that question. So I deem it necessary to at least ask that question, and I'll be quiet now. Thanks for your time.
Mike, do you have anything else?
No, sir, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question?
I have a question, John.
Go ahead, sir.
This is in regards to what Mary had made a comment about the healthcare system. I have a question that I'm sure that the union is going to be calling me tomorrow. Am I to understand that the officers and the employees of the township are not to submit any secondary claims for processing because we're in kind of limbo, or we're still using Linda, or kind of where are we at with that?
I knew nothing about this. We're in regular mode. You should be giving her your claims for reimbursement.
Okay, well, you had made a comment that the secondary health care was in a little bit, or it was confusing, so I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, what I meant was that we're not moving forward on any changes, brokers, or anything like that at the moment.
Okay, because I know,
just an update from the last meeting.
Okay. I know I've gotten complaints from several of the guys that the bills aren't being paid timely, and one of the responses was Linda's not getting the money from the township to pay the bills. Just to address the board, that is causing kind of an issue. Some of these bills are going to collections for some of these guys because they're not being paid. So so that may be a discussion we're going to have in the future.
Well, we had that discussion several times now, and we have always paid her. Last time we got, when we, she got the bill complete, we paid it that same day. We have been paying it when she has it supported. We have to, we can't pay something that we don't have any support for. When she turns that in, we pay it immediately.
Okay, so,
so it's not as if she's reimbursing her, it's a matter of her paying us properly.
Chief, do you have anything else?
Not at this time, but I'm sure it's something we're gonna address in more depth at some point.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Mr. Dye's voice come on. Sir, are you asking a question? William Dye? Is there anyone else that has any questions?
Oh, I had a question from Amanda from the Messenger.
Okay,
I just wanted to see if you guys had an update on the trash.
I'll refer that to our Alex, trustee.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Amanda, we are actually waiting for Tweco. There were some questions that the board and residents had. They said they were going to get us some stuff starting in December to answer some of those questions before we took any action. So I was actually talking to Administrator Potts about this this morning, and he was going to follow up with Tweco to get us some more information, but it's really in Tweco's court at this time to get back to us.
Thank you.
I believe there was someone else that chimed up that wanted to say something. Any other questions? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.